The Heat Doctor on Kerry Today, brought to you in association with Boyles of Killorglan, the home of quality.
Welcome, David, and I'm going to get straight into it because I think with the ongoing energy situation, courtesy of Donald Trump, the US-Israel war on Iran, which is still ongoing despite whatever Donald Trump is saying, this is more important than ever for people to make as much savings as they can when it comes to heating their homes. So we'll get straight into it. First of all, David, do you have to have a BER cert to get a review on what to do regarding any possible upgrades to your home?
Yeah, good morning, Tressa, and good morning to all the listeners. And indeed, yes, a critical time of everyone's life at the moment, I suppose, to make as much economical decisions that make sense, and I suppose to avail of as many grants through the SEI as possible. You know, it's all about doing the work, but it's also about making sure that you can qualify for, you know, some of the reimbursement that comes courtesy of the SEI through the government. And yes, I suppose BER certification can be a starting point for a lot of people. There is, and I suppose it's quite clearly evident on the SEI websites for the recommendations for any grants that people are considering. There's pre-works and post-works, and there's a few things that have to be compliant before you can do the grant application. And I suppose it's vital here, Tras, I must emphasise that, you know, people absolutely adhere to the regulations that are in place through the SEI, most prominently that no work is to be carried out before the grant application is complete, and in some circumstances a pre-works BER must be completed or a BER within the 12 months to make some grant applications valid. Now, there's also what we call a technical assessment that needs to be carried out, Tressa, for heat pump upgrades. And again, with a €12,500 grant for a heat pump upgrade, again, it's a no-brainer for people to be considering as far as I'm concerned, but I might be slightly biased. But anyway, so if they log on to SEI.ie, the information is there on what you have to do before you carry out the works. And I think that's something, Tressa, that, you know, everyone should be thinking about, is to make sure that their homework done before they push the button on something. Because as I said, if you've the works done, then in most circumstances, you can't apply for the grant post-works completed. The works have to be carried out by registered contractors. The list of contractors is on the SEI website again. So that's seai.ie. And I mean, all the information is there. And again, there's a list of registered BER certifiers. And again, those qualifications are the people that can carry out the pre-assessment works on your house for BER purposes. Most likely technical assessments can be carried out by the same people. And then again, we have project coordinators for different works. So look, don't get bogged down on it. If you have a specific question, there's a search engine within the SEI website, and I just recommend people to use it. I can give all the answers in the world directly, specifically to certain items. But I think, you know, if you know what you want to do, or if you want to have to ask what to do, I mean, there's an information line as well to call there, and it's just fantastic. So SEI.ie is the place to start.
And I'll give you that. I'll give listeners the number for the SEAI phone number to give in a second, and for people if they want to make direct contact in that way. Actually, I have it here now. The Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Their phone numbers are actually. Do you know what? I will verify if that's the correct number to get to, because the worst thing in the world would be if I gave out the wrong number. And if I'll return to something that came in towards the end of last month and we didn't get a chance to get to, David. A listener wanted to know, is there a grant for a pellet stove?
So specifically, no, there isn't a grant for a pellet stove through the most, how would I say, the direct way through the SEI. But again, controls can be brought into part of that. So there's a grant for controls for controlling a heating system. It's not specific, but it can be. Some pellet stoves can provide heating for radiators and hot water, etc. And there can be a grant provided for them for the controls, which means basically being able to separate your heat, space heating from your hot water heating, and having that in place with a digital controller means that there's up to €700 for that. Again, with a pellet stove, though, for that listener, I suppose I would encourage them to get all their information, and again, readily available through everyone behind the counter in Boyles there in Killorglan. I know everyone in there loves me mentioning them. But I suppose what is critical is to, if it's just a room heater only, that you have the room size, the correct room size. If it's something more bigger that you want to use to heat your hot water, indeed space heating, then, you know, overall sizes of the house and calculations need to be carried out by the plumber. So look, making sure you have all that information before you go about getting your costing or making your decisions is very important. And again, with the pellet stoves, they're using what's classed as renewable heat source with the wood pellets or the prefabricated pellets. So look, it's not something I don't encourage, but I would encourage, I suppose, that homeowner to do a whole house assessment. Brings us back to what we were talking to a minute ago, Tracy, about possibly a BER cert before carrying out any work or a technical assessment to have a look at what the overall house might need. But look, the pellet stoves are fantastic and there's a lot of them on the market. Get along to Boyles there in Killargan and they'll definitely give you the right information on the right product for the right solution.
And I have the phone number for the SEAI if you want to contact them via phone. And I didn't realise this, but they're based in Carrisaveen. Well, their customer service and home grant applications side of things. Their phone number is, if you have a query relating to BER or to home upgrades or whatever, this is the number. And the number is 01-808-2100. I'll give that number again and we'll give it at the end of the programme. 01-808-2100. They're based in Carrisaveen. And the home grants application section, slightly different number, 01-808-2004. 01-808-2004. So they're the numbers. And if you want to ring about the building energy rating side of things, the phone number there is 01-808-2054. And we'll repeat those numbers again before the end of the programme. And
I might just add in there, Trasha, that in my experience as a contractor registered with the SEI, we quite frequently would have questions, I suppose, that we want to confirm or confer with the members in the SEI to make sure that we are compliant or carrying out the works according to our own understanding. And I must say and compliment on the helpline, and you mentioned that it's in Carrisaveen there, I must compliment the staff at the other end who have the answers, or if they don't have the answers, get the information from where it needs to be got and come back to us with that information. So, you know, if you have the questions, they definitely have the answers, but I suppose most of the questions, you know, that are coming in, I said it can be a situation that, you know, you haven't got the answers in front of you, but they have them for you. But it's all about compliance here, Tracy. I have to emphasize that, making sure that the work you're carrying out or what you're thinking about carrying out for grant applications, there's compliance regulations that have to be followed. So, you know, take those answers and make sure that you're going to do that.
Okay, lots of questions coming in. Another question coming in about heat pumps. We'll get to that and more questions from you for the Heat Doctor, David O'Sullivan of DC Energy Solutions, after these.
Tell us your story. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
The Heat Doctor on Kerry Today. Brought to you in association with Boyles of Killorglan, the home of quality.
Now, David, how does a heat pump actually work in simple terms? How long does it typically take to recoup the cost of installing a heat pump? And are they suitable for older or poorly insulated houses?
Right, Tressa, it looks like you and me are going to be talking for the next 2 hours, I think, on this one. clear today, we're going to keep this one going. Okay, I'll break it down. And look, that's probably one of the most prominent questions we get asked at the moment. I mean, looking at all the social media and all the media that's hype that's around heat pumps, and indeed our ministers talking during the week about Minister Harris hoping to provide more and install more heat pumps. And I mean, if it's talked about in the Dáil, it's talked about in the news, it's talked about everywhere. So that person's question is very, very relevant. And I suppose, you know, how it works, it's a very, very technical situation. But I suppose what it's doing is it's not using fossil fuels is the most important thing that we can state here to start with. There's no fossil fuels required, I suppose, other than you can be technical about what's providing electricity to your house and what's being used to do that. We'd hope that that's going to change in the future as well. But the unit itself takes the air around it outside, circulates that around pipework within the outdoor unit, and transfers that energy into heat through an indoor converter on the inside of the house. There's also a backup heater built into the inside, which can be used to top up hot water temperatures because they can be required to be a bit higher. And then our flow temperatures to heating can be operated at lower temperatures depending on what they're heating. Underfloor, aluminium radiators, steel radiators, there's different options there. The second part to that, I suppose, you know, how long would it take to recoup the costs of an install? This is something, Tracy, I suppose, that's definitely specific to every house. I mean, every house is a different size, bar inside in some estates where we can say they're all the same, but then there can be different occupancy levels. There can be different requirements for heat. There can be medical conditions which determine hotter houses, or there can indeed be ones that determine cooler houses with more fresh air circulating. Ventilation type, solar gain, the type of wall insulation, the type of adding insulation. Every one of these factors comes into play. Brings us back to the very, very first question we talked about earlier on this morning, Trasa, which is a pre-works BER or pre-works technical assessment. A lot of that information can be gathered from that data that's compiled within that certificate. A lot of it as well can be hard to understand, but I know for a fact with the BER assessors we work with, that information is translated very, very quickly to the homeowners. So I suppose the recouping of costs, I guess a homeowner would have to take in the running costs of their oil boiler, the running costs of their electricity, the requirements for what upgrade insulation or indeed windows and doors have to be carried out, and then, you know, how long it's going to be running for before they can get what they would call value back for money. Just to make an example, Trasa, of a recent install we have done ourselves, we had a situation where a homeowner was using an oil boiler burning just over 2,000 euros in oil kerosene per year. And then they had electricity costs, running costs, etc. They upgraded themselves to a hybrid car. They installed a car charger. We installed attic insulation, wall insulation with Quilter Insulation in Erin Moore Listowel, who are fantastic partners of ourselves and do a great job with the cavity and attic insulation work. We upgraded two doors in the house and also installed a heat pump. Overall costs, not to be specific to that homeowner, were just, excluding the car, I might add as well, Trasa, were just shy of 35,000 euros all in. They then upgraded their solar PV system from the old system to a new system and spent a further 10,000 on that. So it was just over 35,000, 45,000 euros with grants just shy of 20,000 euros in total back to them. So the cost to the homeowner, net cost to the homeowner and grants were back of 20 to 25,000 on average per household. Then, you know, what's your timeline to get it back? There's grants available through banks and different systems at lower level rates when you upgrade your house to, I suppose, an A rating is what they're looking for. So, you know, that money then, I suppose, for anyone to interpret, they can calculate themselves how long it would take to get that back. But they're no longer paying the 2,000 euros a year on kerosene. In the peak months of the year when the light, the sunshine, is at its optimal level, we'd hope that they're generating their own electricity through the PV system, their own energy, or indeed transferring that back to the grid and recouping some money through their provider. Again, I speak about it quite regularly, James. The Bill Genie is fantastic at getting the best systems in place for people when it comes to cost of electricity. Make sure it's something you do. And I suppose, you know, that then is a calculation that each homeowner has to make specifically to themselves. I know we're being questioned, Trasa. I think, you know, it's an environmental decision. It's you know, a conscious decision we can make. That definitely has a factor in it. But like financially, I suppose we really have to consider where we're going to end up with this in the future. When it comes to the actual running costs, I suppose, you know, what they always say is for every part of energy you put into a heat pump, you get three parts out. For every part you put into an oil or I suppose, a fossil fuel burning heating system, it can be one in, one out. So efficiency levels are absolutely extraordinary. Now, it comes down to one last thing in that part of the conversation, and that is annual servicing. I cannot recommend that enough, Trasa. I keep saying it to our clients, our customers, or even new clients and customers that we meet, that servicing of the heat pump is absolutely vital. Again, a partnership we have there with KMS, Carolina Mechanical Services, they provide a servicing through for heat pumps, fantastic servicing. They're worth calling and worth talking to make sure that you're going to have a record every year of how your system is working. This then will have a factor into how much it's costing. But I know there is the naysayers that have come out of stress and they're going to say about the price of electricity rising up as much as it is, you know, the infrastructure in Ireland not being capable of supporting some of these systems that we're thinking about putting in. But I guess, you know, the proof is in the pudding when you have systems that can be installed like a plug-and-play system for someone where they have an existing, for example, oil boiler system. It's capable of taking a heat pump plug-and-play. We can plug the heat pump in. We've had average costings for those type of houses of between 15 and 20,000 with, again, a 12,500 euro grant. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions, of course, apply. Yeah. But the information is on the SEI website. But, I mean, there's a shortfall there of just over 8,500 for a homeowner. That is, again, a calculation that can be made and calculated out.
And, David, finally, someone wants to know, they've not been able to find somebody in Kerry so far to carry out a BER rating. They can't find anyone.
They can contact me directly and I'm more than happy to give some details for some registered BER assessors that we work with. But if they get onto the SEAI website and type into the search engine registered BER assessors, they'll find them there straight away. They can put them in by location. Mm-hmm. There is quite a few that we work with. Aidan Clifford there is in Fossa, and Don Rainsner are in Clorblan, and John Kirby is out there in Ardfert direction. So, you know, we have a lot of the areas covered, but we've been working hand in hand with PER assessors ourselves for years. But I'm more than happy to give out those details if anyone wants to contact me directly, or I can send them into yourselves, Tressa, through email.
That's great. We'd appreciate that. Thank you so much, David O'Sullivan, the heat doctor of DC Energy Solutions, the heat doctor, of course, the slot, the monthly slot sponsored by Boyles of Killorglan. We'll be talking to David at the start of June next month, so keep your queries coming in.